This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is What's on Your Mind, Thursday, 12-12 edition, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. The phone numbers brought to you in part by our friends at B-Mobile. Give peace of mind this holiday season. All December long, B-Mobile's going to feature the best deals plus the safest devices from your favorite brands. Whether you're talking Android or Apple, doesn't matter. There's something for everyone. Give Grandma the latest Apple Watch. You know what? I bet she'd like that.
I bet she'd
all her family's updates and right there on her wrist. Feel more secure. Built-in protection. If she ever needs it, pair it with a little iPhone. Become a holiday hero. Visit more at B-Mobile, B-E-Mobile.com, B-Mobile.com. It's What's on Your Mind, and Ron Ness is back in the air chair for Mr. Scott Hennin. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. Day three, Todd. We're muscling through this deal. It's going okay.
You're getting the hang of this thing. You might get hired.
I want to get back to the just one full time job. You guys are
only one, and you got a
busy
kind
stuff.
Of job that's enough of your time that I don't know where in the world you'd have more time for another job. But
I'm not gonna lie, it was really cold pheasant hunting yesterday.
We kind of told you that.
We got one pheasant. We saw about five. But then my friends Corey and Penny cooked the most amazing Thai meal for all of us, and it was a hot soup, hot pot Thai deal, and it was just spectacular. It was a great day. So
nice.
Thanks to the great landowners of North Dakota, we have got a absolutely unbelievable list of guests today, starting out with Bison football coach Matt Entz. Got a few things on his mind, and we were able to squeeze a few minutes in this morning. At 9:20, we've got Superintendent of Watford City Public Schools, Steve Holland, followed by the recently announced retirement of State Treasurer Kelly Schmidt. She's going to stop by. And we have State Senate Majority Leader Rich Warder, who is going to come here and continue our discussion throughout the week about the utilization of the legacy fund earnings. We've gotten some ideas thrown at us over the last 2 days. And then, of course, we got Governor Doug Burgum coming, Todd. So, you know, not a bad lineup today.
Yeah. How many days in a row can we keep the A-list lineup going here? I think the streak is continuing.
I'm not sure what's happening tomorrow. I'm not here, so that's up to you guys.
Oh, it's Leon Francis, the legendary Leon Francis. Regular caller, longtime participant in What's in Your Mind. And I'll tell you what, he's a razor-sharp mind. I'm very much looking forward to hearing what he's going to say.
Did you see that Raheem Williams is going to be joining him, too? So
yes.
Yeah, it'll be phenomenal.
Yes, will be outstanding.
We have the best guest host.
I'll just be cooking up a bunch of popcorn and sitting back and enjoying the show there.
Exactly.
I did no purpose for me to be on tomorrow because those two are going to have it well in hand.
We haven't heard much from Scott Hennin and his crowd of crusaders out in Washington, D.C.
We'll be talking to him in a few minutes, but Kevin Kramer's not happy with me. Scott sent the picture, a little hatchet job in Politico. And Well, his own handwriting, Todd. It's all your fault.
Comes along with the big happened? Shoes, Todd. He's got all the.
You know, he's kind of Trump's little guy here in North Dakota, I guess, and he just won't stop talking. There's quite a story to tell. I mean, he could the success story we've got going here.
We're watching.
That's why the Democrats are busy inventing stuff because they can't find anything.
We're watching the intriguing impeachment hearings on the TV here. We're not quite sure what's really happening.
Oh, are we going to see Congressman Kelly Armstrong?
His seat
eventually
must be right behind the camera, but I know he's going to get his time. He's going to get his 5 minutes, I suspect. So
did you guys see? It's amazing what he can do with that 5 minutes too. Very sharp.
Did you guys see any of who's the? She's a committee member, Representative Debbie Lesko from Arizona. Did you see any of her statement?
Saw a little bit of it.
We had Representative Debbie here this summer. We gave her a Bakken tour. She came with
the
House Energy Action Team.
I mean, you should have brought her up yesterday when it was 14 below, but anyway.
She was fantastic, slinging nothing but truth.
I mean, come on. This is a predetermined. You guys have been wanting to impeach this president since he got elected. Fact after fact after fact. I know that you, some of you, really think the president did something wrong. But the fact is, there is none of your witnesses, none of your fact witnesses were able to establish any evidence of bribery, treason, high crimes, or misdemeanors. I was denied several times, the right to go in and hear what these fact witnesses said. Yet I'm supposed to vote on this today, and we have not had one single fact witness here in this committee at all.
And she was denied access for any questioning. What kind of kangaroo court is that?
Who gave us the realm of you have to vote in it to find out what's in it? You know?
That is unbelievable.
These congressmen generally race to the top to see who can get in first to make their comments.
Right.
Knowing Kelly, he said, I'll take the last one.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's going to sit there for all of these days.
And he'll blow them all away.
He's going to come up with the...
He'll completely blow them all away.
The comments. Like,
it's going to be fantastic.
I'll go to the end, and everybody looks at him like,
I'm sure the elitists on the coast are probably thinking, man, North Dakota, gee whiz, what in the world could he possibly have to say? You know what? Stop underestimating North Dakota. We gave you Kevin Cramer. We gave you Kelly Armstrong. Watch the heck out.
We've got a couple of awesome guests today, so it's not too early to start sending in your questions for certainly Governor Burgum is going to be here for a relatively short time, but we got Senator Wardner here on the Legacy Fund. You can text those in at 701-226-8503. That's text at 701-226-8503. You can call and we can either take your questions or put you on hold at 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. Expecting to have a good discussion today with Senator Wardner. He's when Rich Wardner digs into something and he decides he's going to come up like he did with Prairie Dog, he worked on it for over a year along with Representative Nathy and others. He came up with a great bill that's going to help all of North Dakota as we distribute oil tax revenues across the state. Now he's really digging into this legacy fund earnings and he and Chet Pollard, the House Majority Leader, and their committee are taking hearings across the state, taking public input, because ultimately this is a decision of the people of North Dakota and what we want to utilize or reinvest.
And I think people are going to start stepping up to mics and going, we should have this, we should have that, we should have the other. You're going to start hearing more and more of that going on, more and more ideas. And Rich Wardner is a guy who does his homework. He has his take ready before he ever hits a mic. So
he absolutely does, and he listens to people, and he gathers their input, and he does just a fantastic job.
Absolutely.
And works so hard at for a part-time legislator. So that's why he's the leader in the Senate.
That's the thing we always have to remember, too. These guys are like part-time guys. It's amazing because they obviously have enough work for full-time jobs, but especially, when you're a House or Senate Majority Leader.
Well, and to be an effective legislator, you are always listening to your constituents.
Yeah.
You're engaging in meetings.
You can't tell me that phone only rings
part-time. So, no.
The second somebody tells me, I probably only get about 5 or 10 hours of phone calls a week. Baloney.
People are in your ear. At every chance they get, people are in your ear.
Exactly.
Pushing this. Well, talking about that. Let's talk to Mike on the road about impeachment. Mike, what's on your mind today?
My question was, I'm wondering if it's possible, like in a Senate trial, if the turtle could live up to his name and really slow roll this process out, bring in everybody as witnesses, CNN, MSNBC commentators, pull them all in there to be questioned in front of the Senate. Bring in the New York crimes, slow roll this thing out, and if the Senate could slow roll it, is it possible, as the trials would go on, if he could delay it for a year, 2 years, 3 years, would that cease the election and postpone the upcoming election next year if the trial took longer? And then another thing was the purpose of bringing all these people in would be dragging them all through the mud and just air every little bit of dirty laundry that's happened in the last 3 years, bring it all to light and televise it, embarrass the crap out of these people, and have videos, ask them questions of what they said and what they did, catch them in their lies, play the same game the Democrats did, and when they deny and can't remember, you play the video right in front of them and catch them lying right to the Senate under oath. Play the same game they're doing and just be dirtier about it.
Thanks, Mike, for your thoughts. That's really going to be one of the great questions that Senate Leader Mitch McConnell has is, do I fast play this? Do I slow play this? And I think you're seeing a lot of different variations of that coming out of people out of Washington and the political pundits. If you watch those folks, how long do we roll this out? I think everybody knows the votes are going to be party lines, both houses. And, or do you want to get back to the work of the people? My sense is probably maybe a little bit of both, but probably going to get back to the
work of
the people.
Wouldn't it be great if we actually got some work done instead of goofing around?
Yeah, and I think that's very important to move past this. Let's get going.
That'd be
election
good.
Next year, if you want to make a change, do it there. So,
yeah, I was going to say, kick him out of the White House now. What have you gained? 2020 Pence or whoever wins?
Hey, we'll be back.
Start the process at that point.
Bison head coach Matt Anson follows.
Stand by.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City, home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next day, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Hello, I'm Jim from IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made. T6 spun aluminum with stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, it's What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends in Watford City. Well, there's a lot happening in Watford City, is there not, gentlemen? Jeez, every time you turn around, something new's going on in Watford. And they are hiring. Watford City is hiring. And whatever you're thinking, whatever, you know, especially health care. If you're thinking, man, I, you know, how about getting a sign-on bonus just to say I'd love to go to work out in Watford City? Yeah, hiring big time. Just find out more. They all kinds of stuff going on. They've got that the Rough Rider Center, of course, and the employment and the opportunities and the things that are happening in Watford City are really impressive. And just thought we'd pass along. Proud sponsors of What's on Your Mind in Watford City. And Ron Ness is in for Scott Hennin.
Well, good morning, and here we go. Matt Entz, are you on the phone with us?
He is. Matt, good morning.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. We're playing a little Thunderstruck background music for you. How's that? Is it getting you fired up for the game this weekend?
I love it. Put a smile to my face.
All right. So
music to my ears.
How about you set the table for us, Coach? How many seniors did you lose last year?
There was 25.
25. Your first head coaching position, lose 25 seniors. You're coming into this deal. 13-0. You got to just be sitting there thinking, is this just the way this is?
Wow.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it. I know this isn't the way it is. There's a lot of people that have been involved, and the 14 seniors we have this year have done an unbelievable job of leading our football team and helping me along the way. There's been a lot of questions probably from my side, but I got a great staff. We got good kids here. That's one of the things that we continue to try to invest our recruiting time into finding the right type of kids that make great Bison, and we've done that. And so it's good. And I've challenged them to go 1-0 every week, and it so happens they've just stacked a whole bunch of them on top of each other.
And you've had a very aggressive coaching style from the onset. It seems like the team's bought into that we're going to go out and we're going to win these games, and we're going to decide that we're going to win these games. So how do you get fired up this weekend? And Illinois State's coming in. They got a great running back. He had a career week last weekend. What's your thoughts going into this weekend?
Well, the number one thing that we talked about even immediately after the game and after we enjoyed the Nichols win was we started talking about just a faceless opponent and not worrying about that this was a rematch or whatever. We just needed to make sure that we took care of the things we can control, and that was our practice habits. That was our attention to detail all week long, making sure when we showed up in the football facility that we were engaged and intentional about what we were going to get done that day. And so far through a couple of days of practice, they've done a great job. We need to finish up this week because we know it doesn't matter who you're playing at this junction of the year. They're all good football teams, and they all got great, you know, talented young men on their teams, or they wouldn't be in the final eight teams in the country. So with that being said, we got to take care of business and make sure that we don't lose this football game, because we always talk about that. We'll be the first ones to lose one. It'll be less on the opponent, more on just us not being prepared.
Missouri Valley Conference has three of the last eight teams in the playoffs. Northern Iowa's going into JMU. That's a big game for the conference as well.
It is, and it's exciting when our league gets matched up against some of the other top conferences in the country. Bragging rights a little bit. You know, and again, I'm biased, of course, but I've been involved in the Missouri Valley Football Conference for almost 10 years and grew up in Cedar Falls, Iowa. So I was going to UNI games and seeing a lot of these teams play long, long ago. And I'm excited for them and for Coach Farley. I still have a couple friends that are on that staff down there.
What's Illinois State done to really get themselves to this point in the season where they were earlier in the year when you played them versus now? What's the big difference?
Well, one of the main differences is they're without their starting quarterback. Brady Davis was injured about a month ago, and so they've gone through a little bit of shakeup at the quarterback position. They finally settled on a young man who does an outstanding job, and they've really just leaned on the things that they're always good at. They're always good up front at the offensive line. They've always have solid backs. And so offensively, they're just leaning on their O-line and the backs. And then on defense, they're just going to continue to play really good football. They've been really advantageous as far as creating turnovers, getting the ball back to their offense. And, I think Coach Spack right now is okay. If they won 7-0, he'd be just fine with that. And so, you know, we got to make sure that we can convert third downs. We got to make sure that we can get stops on defense, and it should be a really good football game.
Coach, we had some struggles in the kicking game last week. What's things looking like in that regard this weekend going in?
Well, hopefully Griffin Croso will be back this week, and so that will shore up a little bit of it. But, you know, I'm not going to put a whole lot into it right now. I think having Griffin back will help us. I thought Will did a great job kind of getting thrown in there. As I said afterwards in the press conference, you know, he's our third-string place kicker, and he got thrown into a playoff game. And I thought he did a good job. He was 4 or 5 on PATs, and I know he was only 1 or 3 on field goals, but that's quite a bit when you're just all of a sudden 3-4 days beforehand told that you're playing for the number one team in the country in a playoff game.
How about just a minute or two about Trey Lance? What an amazing year. Just redshirt freshman, hasn't thrown an interception, I don't believe. What a year. How do you proceed going forward with those type of numbers?
Well, you know, that's one of the tough things when you're a Bison is expectations continue to grow and grow. And the thing that Trey's done such a good job of going all the way back to week one is he's continually grown in his knowledge of the offense. And our offensive staff has done a great job of challenging him to have a better grasp of the offense as the season has progressed. And he's a student of the game, and I got to believe he's learned a lot of that from a young man by the name of Easton Stick. Of course, Randy Hedberg, being his position coach, has done an unbelievable job. And I don't know, I think Trey would be the first to say that Coach Hedberg has a huge influence on what he's done this season. But Trey's very even keel. Never gets too high, never gets too low. He's all about the team. And I think the thing that keeps him grounded and keeps him moving forward is his humbleness that he has. And that allows him to continue to look at his work and to continue to get better each week.
Well, we can't overlook that Bison defense last week. You know, going into halftime, tough game. The defense was simply just amazing in the second half.
Well, you know, we had to shore a couple things up. We probably weren't playing our best football early, and you'll have that. Not taking anything away from Nichols. I thought they were a really good football team, well coached, made some adjustments, had some big turn, created some takeaways, did a great job in the second half of getting off the field on third down. And when we start playing that way and playing fast and cutting it loose and making tackles, so we have an opportunity to be pretty solid on defense. And, defensively, we always want to get the ball back to our offense as quickly as we can. Because if we can do that, we know the time of possession becomes a critical stat. Generally, our offense can start leaning on people and start wearing them out.
Well, Coach, 11 o'clock kickoff Saturday morning. I assume the Bison Nation will be out in the cold, challenging the elements and getting ready in the tailgating. And I'm going to be there for the game. So congratulations on a great season and 3 more victories to go, right? One at a time. Appreciate you taking the time today. I know it wasn't easy to get you on, get a few minutes of your time today, but once again.
Hey, no worries. I appreciate it, guys. I appreciate you having us on, and I appreciate all those Bison fans out there.
Go Bison. We'll be back after these messages.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speed Rower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speed Rower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City. Home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next stay, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert is reportedly trying to name the whistleblower in the Trump-Ukraine controversy that's at the root of the impeachment inquiry. During a rare Wednesday night impeachment hearing, Gohmert listed names of people he wanted to testify, and one of them was reportedly a person whose name's been floating around as the whistleblower concerning the president's July phone call with the Ukrainian president. Democrats have been urging Republicans to not out the whistleblower for fears of privacy and safety issues. After the Federal Reserve policymakers' final meeting of the year ends yesterday, the Fed chief says,
"We believe that the current stance of monetary policy will support sustained growth, a strong labor market, and inflation near our symmetric 2% objective."
Saying interest rates will hold steady. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
It is What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Boy, I tell you, MyPillow, what an amazing company, what an amazing story. And, of course, you can save up to 50% off on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, so much more. For example, the body pillow, regularly $89.99. Promo code Scott, $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. I love the sheets. I don't have the towels or the mattress topper yet, but the pillow and the sheets are phenomenal. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special thing right there. Save up to 50% off the body pillow for only $29.99. Enter the promo code Scott, as in Scott Hennin. Call 800-506-9028 for these great specials. I know we're going to be chatting with Steve Hall, as it Hall, Watford City Superintendent. I did want to put a plug in, too. The DTGCA Watford City Gun Show. Coming up this weekend. Look at the gun. Where's the gun show? Gun show right here. Watford City, North Dakota. Watford City Gun Show is being held at the Rough Rider Center, hosted by Dakota Territory Gun Collectors. That is a gun show I would love to go see, gentlemen. Ron Ness is in for Scott Hennin on What's on Your Mind. I do believe.
Too much. That Bison coach Matt Entz is one focused feller, isn't he? He is locked in.
How do you lose that many seniors and then go 13-0? I mean, how do you do that?
You're in North Dakota State University.
Week. You just got to keep the focus. And
exactly.
I haven't seen how the tickets are looking this week, but I certainly hope that place sold out. I know students have finals in the next week here and stuff. It's kind of
not so much though, really. And it's tough at these last games, like the last weekend too. There was a lot of tickets left, and I think people are saving money just to book the trip to Frisco because I'm just saying.
But a coach will tell you, you got to be focused on your next opponent. Yeah. How many times have you seen good NFL teams end up losing to crappy teams because they had their eyes set further down the road?
The first half last week should have been a little bit of indication.
Every game matters. We need to create T-shirts and stuff. Every game matters.
Well, we're going to roll on here. We've got Steve Holland, the superintendent of Watford City. Steve, are you with us this morning?
Hello, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning.
There we go.
Good morning, Steve. How are you? I know you're en route somewhere today, so thanks for taking a few minutes with us. We were talking earlier this week. We had the refugee resettlement issue in Bismarck, and we started talking about Watford City and about some of the schools across the state, and I know West Fargo and Fargo have issues. But, Steve, give us a little backdrop on what you have for student numbers and where the kids all come from. You've just built a new middle school, or you're building a new middle school. Give us kind of the metrics on what's happening in the Watford City school system.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're still seeing significant growth. You know, last year being our biggest growth to date, I was probably surprised a little bit. We had a little bit more moderate growth this year, but you know, we're still seeing that trend line stay where it's been for quite a while. And you know, as far as our demographic, you know, we did advertise, you know, back in probably 2012-13, we had representation from all 50 states and 20 countries. And we haven't revisited that, but certainly the diversity is still there with our student body. And that's probably reflected a little bit. You know, we have programs like our English language program that has grown now. We have approximately 225 students in that program that we would have been, you know, zero probably about 7 or 8 years ago. So, you know, we're still seeing that growth. We have a new elementary school coming online next year. That we're really excited about. We're able to move our students around a little bit that we've been kind of waiting to do. We've had some kind of different configuration. So, yeah, it continues to be exciting and vibrant, to say the least.
Steve, let's refresh everyone's memory on where you were in enrollment numbers maybe 2010 and where you're at today, almost a decade later.
Yeah. 2010, we were right about 530 to 540 students K-12. We probably hit our lowest in 2008 with about 512 students K-12. And it was in the spring of 2010 we first saw our uptick. We got about 40 new students over the summer. And, you know, and after that, we just saw varying levels of growth as the industry started to grow out into our area. So, you know, right now we are right around 1,830 students K-12. You know, we were close to that 1,900 number, and then we have some migrant. We lose a little bit after the school year starts, but they tend to pick up again as the school year goes along. So, yeah, we're probably around that quadruple increase in K-12 student population.
Steve, how many kindergarten kids this year?
You know, we're going to be, we started about 185, and last year we were about there, about 180. So we've been kind of in that 185 to 190 range, waiting for that first year at 200. And we're expecting that to happen shortly. And we plan for 200 each year. Next year, we'll be planning for about 200 students in kindergarten, which is ironic because when I first got to Watford City in 2005, we had slightly over 200 kids in our K-6 elementary building. So 200 is a staggering number for us.
Well, this is just absolutely phenomenal to be able to manage this in a community like Watford City. How many classes of kindergarten do you have?
We have nine sections. Now, and you know, when I got, we had two and we were struggling to keep two going, so nine is a big number for us.
Well, and just thinking about the diversity when you've got kids from 50 states, 20 countries. You know, I'm from Tallinn, North Dakota, and when I went to high school, diversity was you had farm kids that lived north of town and then you had farm kids that lived south of town. So how do you manage all of this diversity within the school and all of the different cultures, and it's got to be a big lift on you and your staff just to figure out the steps going through this in a community of that size.
Yeah, it's really a growth process, and it was very new. You know, we did not have that kind of diversity, obviously, and then to be kind of thrust into that, it takes time, and I think we've had a lot of, you know, for instance, a good example right now is we just have at our intermediate school, upper elementary school, they started a multicultural club. Which is really focusing on, you know, understanding and exploring the different cultures we have in our buildings now and giving them a sense of belonging in the school district and an opportunity to feel like they are part of it. So we're seeing some of those programs come along now that are helping to kind of not only give, you know, some welcoming to the students that are coming in, but also some awareness to those that, you know, just weren't used to that level of diversity in the past. So. It's definitely a process. It's very positive. A lot of real positive comes along with it, but obviously, you know, there's some challenges along the way too.
Steve, you guys are really ramping up the career and technical skill training for students and the opportunities before them as they graduate. Do you want to provide us a little insight to that?
Yeah, you know, and there's always a focus on it. I know there's a lot of focus statewide, but you know, particularly in our area, because of the workforce needs that we have, and because of the opportunities that our students that graduate from high school have. You know, we thought it was certainly time to sit down and look at collaborating with the major industry in our area, which is energy, what those employers are looking for and to help align our students with the skill sets that they're looking at. And I think we're just trying to recognize that, if you go back 20, 25 years, if you wanted to stay in Bonford City for your lifetime and raise a family, there was very limited opportunities to do so employment-wise. And now there's a tremendous amount of those opportunities, and we're just trying to make sure that students are aware of what those opportunities are. I think there's misconceptions about what energy positions look like all the time, and I think we're just trying to make sure our students are aware of that and, prepare them for that workforce and work with our partners, because we know there's a workforce need, and, how can we work together? So we're excited that we've been collaborating for a while now with our partners. We're looking to make that next step. And, it's a win-win. The more students that stay here, it's good for the industry. It's good for our community.
Steve, what's that look like for the students? Is it integrated into some of their classes, or are there separate training opportunities? What's a student interested in learning some of those skills?
Yeah, it's going to be probably a hybrid a little bit for the lower grades. What we envision is that they get to upper levels of junior and senior year, where they start looking at those separate tracks, where we get more specialized into looking at specific skill sets that would involve with some of the employment opportunities that are out there. So, we're really envisioning, growing into a model that may look more of, separate programming. A lot of the push is that as they get to those upper levels, there's more apprenticeships. There's more probably off-school site work that takes place that is meaningful and connection. And then the relevance piece, I think that as students get older, they need to see there's a relevance to why they're in school and how it connects to their, adult life. So we're excited because I think we'll take some, steps along the way, but we envision some bigger things too to happening as we continue to grow it.
Steve, one of the changes that comes with growth, of course, is you're going from Class B to Class A in sports, you're playing in WDA. How's that worked out in the community and for the kids?
I think it's a process. I think it's a mindset change, and I think some of our community members that have been there for a long time are still kind of struggling with the idea, I think, because of the change, and it is a drastic change, but I think a lot of our students and our athletes have really adapted well and tried to rise to the challenge. The WDA has been very welcoming to us, the school district, can't say enough about that. We've had a great transition process into it, and we're embracing it now, I think, but we understand this is probably what it's going to be for the future, and our job now is to expose our athletes and get them prepared for that level of competition. And you probably focus a lot on your younger grades to make sure that as they're coming along that they're ready for that level. But, all in all, I would have to say it's been a fairly positive process. We're just looking forward to keep moving forward in that competition level.
One thing that we haven't covered is as the growth and all of these different sections of kindergarten, how about teacher recruitment?
Yeah, real challenge. Last year alone, we've looked at over 40 new positions that we tried to hire. There's combinations of new positions and replacement positions. So, when we look at our demographic of teaching staff, a vast majority have been in our school district less than 3 years, probably 60 to 70%. The teacher pool is obviously short. The recruitment is difficult anyway. So when we have that kind of volume we have to hire and some of the challenges with cost of living in our area, it's magnified. But I have to say we're fairly proud that we were able to fill pretty much all of our positions. We had a couple positions we'd like to fill, but we added some crucial ones for us, such as social worker, assistant principals. We have a school nurse for the first time in our history. We've been fairly successful, and we're happy with where we're at, but the challenge continues. So every year you hold your breath as far as you're going to be able to find those positions as you go back out to recruit.
Steve, that's not just a challenge in Watford City. I assume that's border to border statewide. Schools are really struggling to find teachers.
Absolutely. They're just not graduating at the volumes they used to. There's no question that I don't think North Dakota can kind of help itself. We're having to go out to other states and recruit in different
Steve,
ways.
Steve, we're going to wrap up this morning. Drive safe, and thanks for the great work in Watford City, North Dakota. And we'll be back with Treasurer Kelly Schmidt after these messages.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or text at 701-226-8503 for What's on Your Mind.
Attention mineral owners, you have to check out Mineral Tracker. It is an online tool that will help you manage your assets. Many mineral owners want to manage their own interests, but it can be daunting. Mineral Tracker makes it easy. Use our self-audit tool to make sure that you're being paid correctly every month. Plus, you can see what your future income projections look like. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account. It's free. Or call the Mineral Tracker guys at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include 950 acres of exceptional crop pasture and hunting land in Rolette County, North Dakota, 200 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, North Dakota, 160 acres of exceptional cropland in Trail County, North Dakota, and an exceptional land lease auction in Logan County, North Dakota, featuring crop and pasture land. For more information on these auctions and many more, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
On Your Mind, Thursday, 12-12 edition. Scott Hennin is on vacay in D.C. with a great group of listeners. Ron Ness is in for Scott on What's on Your Mind. Phone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Brought to you in part by our friend, North Dakota Flagpole Guy, Jim. The Flagpole Guy is on with Jim. God bless you, sir. How's the battle going?
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning. Everything's going pretty well. We're so excited for Christmas this year and so thankful for the year that we've had and all the new people we got to meet and our new experiences. And really, it's all about family, I guess. And I've met so many and just real grateful. You know, and as Christmas comes up, where's always a good idea if anybody does have a loved one in their family that, or a friend that, for whatever reason, you'd like to purchase a flagpole. You could reach me at 701-571-3524. Or, you know, if you do a spring install, Kevin, wherein you provide a Christmas gift to somebody, we put the box together for Christmas and send you a box to put under the tree. And it's got patriotic stuff. And we're just real happy to be part of somebody's Christmas in that way. And we have a flag room with our two-needle jukey is just pushing out the flags, the large flags.
That's awesome.
Flag maintenance for Christmas. So we're just happy that the American colors still stand. And
you bet.
Despite all that's going on, everybody, the flag still stands, and we're here. So God bless America.
Amen to that, sir. Go to ndflagpoleguy.com, and as Jim said, the number is 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG. And check out ndflagpoleguy.com, because you can click on the gallery and just check out the body of work that Jim does, and making sure that they're done right, having that red, white, and blue flying in your yard. Jim, God bless you, sir. Keep up the great work, and Merry Christmas. I'm sure we'll talk to you before then, though.
Merry Christmas. Yes, we will. Thank you, Kenny. Good
day, all right, buddy.
God bless you.
You got it. God bless you, sir. All right, so what's on your mind? Ron Ness in for Scott Hennen.
Thank you, Kevin. And one of the beauties of radio is that our listeners don't have to see Todd do the Christmas twist.
I was, while I was playing, I realized what I was doing, and I'm like, hey, I've invented a new dance.
There's a very good twist. There's a very good possibility that Treasure Schmidt and I may be scarred from this.
Oh, I do.
Some things cannot be unseen.
As long as he doesn't try to do the floss, you guys.
You gotta love radio. You gotta love radio.
If he goes into the dental floss, they run.
We're very glad to have in studio State Treasurer Kelly Schmidt, who had some big news this week.
Good morning.
Yeah, tell us about your big news.
Well, as most of you may have heard, I have decided I will not seek a fifth term as State Treasurer. And, you know, just looking, you're still got me for another year, so it's not like I'm walking out the door, but we're going to work hard in that last year and see what God has in store for moving forward.
Well, congratulations, and as you complete your last year, thank you for your 16 years of service to the state of North Dakota. And before that, you did some work in the North Dakota legislature in some key committees that I recall with some of our longtime friends, and it was all good. So
appropriations, yeah. Yep, that's so, right. Chewed on that bone a little bit.
We're going to set the table for Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner's talk in the next hour about the legacy fund. So you've got some numbers and some data here for us to get our listeners keyed into what we're going to be talking about.
I do. Some of the major discussion regarding the legacy fund has been, you know, whether we spend 100% of the earnings as the Constitution requires us to put it all in the general fund, or whether we spend a portion or we don't spend any of it. And, you know, if we transfer 100% of those earnings into the general fund as everyone would like to see us do. I'm not going to say everyone. I certainly would not like to see us do that. We'd hit about $15 billion in 10 years and $25.5 billion in 20 years. Now, if we put 50%...
Run us through that one more time.
Okay. So if we put 100% of all the earnings in the general fund that's created from the legacy fund, just the earnings, in 10 years, we'd have $14.8 billion. And that's based on 55 a month going into it. 20 years, we'd have $25.5 billion. If we put 50% in the general fund and the legislature had the courage to put 50% back into the legacy fund, we'd have $17 billion in 10 years and $32.8 billion in 20 years.
All right. And that seems like a boatload of money. When you look at these things, like Norway, they've got $2 trillion.
And here's where I think, and I've got some pretty strong position on this, but I would really like to see us allow the legacy fund to get to that $20 billion mark. Because if we get it to that $20 billion mark and we're earning 5%, we could get $1 billion a biennium off of the earnings, and we could pay 25% of our general fund budget with that $1 billion. That would be significant tax relief for North Dakotans.
So what I hear you saying that if we're able to be modest enough in our spending that we can reinvest 50 to 60% of this back of the earnings back into the corpus. By 2030, we would be earning $1 billion off of the legacy fund earnings, in which could go to whatever the people of North Dakota decide.
That's correct. But it's going to take courage. It's going to take saying no from time to time, because I think the challenge has been we have right now a shortfall between our legacy, our legislative forecast, and our ongoing spending of over $740 million. And so they're backfilling. And that's the challenge, is we have to determine our needs and our wants. And that's how the decisions are going to have to be made.
Great, great information. And I think that is so key going forward, the power of compounding interest and what this is going to do in the future for future North Dakotans. Probably not so much you and I, but future North Dakotans. Thank you very much for being
here. It's not often you can make a purchase that makes every day better. But that's what hot tubs do, from hot spring spas and pool tables too. I know this because we have one in the Henley family. And we absolutely love it, especially this time of year. Actually, the colder it gets outside, the better it is inside, because you're better above the water, below the water. Oh, my gosh, there's nothing like it. And right now, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 has an incredible sale. Every day made better, and now more affordable than ever, too, because they have a pre-owned blowout sale going on right now, when you'll save up to 70% off the price of a new one. That's right, up to 50 to choose from. Certified pre-owned models, they've been all checked out, and they come with a warranty, too. Call 701-238-5892 to find the perfect one for you right now. Call Ben, 701-238-5892. Stop at their pre-owned showroom at 601 Main Avenue West in West Fargo, or go to hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.